That theme music, what does it mean? It means it's time for Movies with Michael. Welcome to the studio, Michael Jones.
Morning, Danny. Three films today, none of which are Scream 6.
Very disappointed, but then again, I was worried that there might be the chance of Scream spoilers if you had seen Scream, so I'm glad we could avoid that possibility.
Well, I'll try not to spoil anything for you today, but today we'll be going into subjects like alcoholism, murder, and racial injustice. And just when you think you couldn't get much lower, a film that will restore your faith in humanity, or at least put a smile on your face. Let's start with To Leslie, the small film. This one stars Andrea Riceborough, Mark Maron from Almost Famous pops up in this one, Alison Janney from Juno, The West Wing. She's possibly the most recognisable actor in this film. Stephen Root and Owen Teague are also in this one.
Some real that guy people.
You think, I've seen them in something that I've somewhere. This film's directed by Michael Morris, who's done lots of streaming TV like Bloodline, Better Call Saul, House of Cards, etc. So he's directed some quality TV episodes in the past. This film's attracted a bit of controversy recently, with the Academy investigating the Oscar nomination of lead actress Andrea Riceborough. Apparently everything is above board and she will lose out to either Cate Blanchett or Michelle Yeoh next Monday our time. Anyway, Andrea Riceborough plays Leslie. Leslie's had a rough trot over the last 6 or 7 years since winning the Texas State Lottery, pretty much all in self-inflicted. She's unemployed, she's homeless, she's estranged from her son, played by Teague, and sister, played by Jenny. You see, she's an alcoholic and makes a lot of really, really bad decisions. She says she wants to change, but can she? As you'd expect from the above synopsis, To Leslie is a really tough watch. Whilst Riceborough gives a totally believable performance as a hopeless alcoholic, viewers with any experience of alcoholism within their family or circle of friends could well be triggered by some of the scenes in the film. Leslie's appetite for self-destruction, self-loathing and selfishness will probably have you cringing and watching many scenes behind your fingers. It's that rough sometimes. To Leslie, it's gritty and grim. You feel at times you're being dragged right down to Leslie's level, but it also offers no easy ways out. There's some great acting, but you may just need a stiff drink after putting yourself through To Leslie.
So you learned a lot from that one, mate. But what else did you see? Anything else happy?
Well, not quite yet. This is a movie called Till. This one stars Daniel Deadwyler from The Harder They Fall. Her name often comes up when women of colour who missed out on an Oscar nomination this year are discussed, particularly with regards to Andrea Riceborough getting one. Jalen Hall also pops up in this film. Whoopi Goldberg acts and was one of the producers of the film. Sean Patrick Thomas, Tosin Cole. This film's directed by Chinonye Chukwu, whose previous films include Sorry for Your Loss and Clemency. This is based on a real life event. In 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till, played by Hall, was visiting Mississippi from Chicago to stay with his cousins. He was lynched for allegedly whistling at a white woman. Now, of course, his devastated mother, Mamie, played by Deadwyler, insists that his body be repatriated to Chicago, which was highly unusual at the time, and then she insisted on an open casket at the funeral, despite Emmett's horrific injuries. This was so America could see what had actually happened to her son, right, as her grief turned to rage and then ultimately a desire for justice. Now, whilst Deadwyler's performance as the grieving and fiercely determined Mamie is a great centrepiece for this film, it kind of gets a bit lost. There certainly doesn't seem to be enough going on around her, in spite of the extremely important subject matter. You've only got to go online to find out what happened to Emmett Till's murderers. Nothing. And even lynching didn't become a federal hate crime in the United States until 2022. So justice moves very slowly, or even not at all, during the course of the film. So that could be potentially a bit frustrating for the viewer looking for some drama. But the emotional impact of the film does run out of steam just a little bit after the funeral, as the NAACP negotiate with Mamie as to how best to use the case to advance the fair enough and righteous cause. The plus one I attended this one with even pointed out a scene in the film where it could have actually ended, but it doesn't end at that point, which leaves the viewer possibly a little frustrated, though it's hard to see a good point for this film to end. If you ever wondered why African Americans take a knee at the Star Spangled Banner, a film like this might offer just a little bit of insight. Probably a good jumping off point for some further study.
Indeed.
Of racial inequality in the United States. But now we've taken you right down, let's move on to something a little bit more up beat.
Bit of a left turn for the last
left
film.
Turn. This film is called Champions, and it stars Woody Red Pill Harrison, if you've seen his comments in the press in recent days. Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters pops up.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Cheech Marin. And some actors you probably haven't seen before, and Josh Felder, Kevin Iannucci, and Madison Tevlin. College basketball coach Marcus, played by Harrelson, thinks he should be coaching in the NBA. He's bitter and he's arrogant, and of course manages to get himself fired from his college basketball coaching job. And then he gets himself arrested for drink driving. Now, the judge gives the very unlikable Marcus a choice: incarceration or community service in the form of coaching a team of intellectually disabled basketball players for 90 days. Guess which option Marcus chooses.
But this sounds like it could all go horribly wrong from a film perspective.
It very much could. It very much could. Look, when I saw that this film was directed by Bobby Farrelly.
There's something about Mary Farrelly's.
That's correct. Me, Myself and Irene, Shallow Hal and Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, some of the most tasteless and admittedly hilarious gross-out comedies of the late 1990s and early 2000s. I was expecting something pretty dodgy, possibly tasteless and insensitive, but what I got was actually a pleasant surprise.
Right.
This film is actually a remake of the 2018 Spanish film Campeones, which won multiple Goya Awards. So there's some pretty solid source material from which to draw from, and I think it does a pretty bloody good job. Will Marcus coach this unlikely bunch of misfits to a North American Special Olympics championship and do a bit of self-reflecting in the process about his life's journey? Well, what do you reckon? This is very much a feel-good, underdog story that you probably have seen before, but the characters are just so likable, and even Marcus eventually becomes likable thanks to Woody Harrelson. There are some genuinely funny moments that come from a place of understanding rather than exploitation, and you just can't help but get caught up in a real feeling of joy watching this film. Unlike the previous two films, this won't be nominated for any awards, but Champions is a slam dunk and will win over even the most cynical audiences.
Thank you very much, Michael Jones, there with Movies with Michael. I will understand if you take next week off. I understand that your Oscars hangover is known to be lengthy and painful.
I'll do my best.
Thanks very much. Here's the Golden Gay Times now.